Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Fighting is continuing in the Sudanese capital Khartoum, where the army is trying to defeat a paramilitary force that seized government buildings on Saturday. The World Health Organization says hospitals are running low on supplies and most residents are too fearful to leave their homes. There have been multiple calls to end the violence and regional leaders say they'll try to travel to Sudan to open peace talks. Julian Bedford reports.
Flights in and out of Khartoum have been suspended while the army tries to retake the airport. So the prospect of African presidents arriving in the capital to broker a settlement are remote. Even if they were able to land, neither the army nor the rapid support forces appear willing to talk. The army appears increasingly confident it can crush the uprising by the RSF. Late on Sunday, it said it was dealing with paramilitary snipers still occupying military headquarters. But thousands of RSF fighters are still in Khartoum and its twin city Omdurman, and the threat they pose to both military and civilian lives is likely to persist.
Dissident FARC rebels who rejected a peace deal with the Colombian government in 2016 have said they're ready to begin negotiations to end decades of conflict. The leader of the group, Estado Mayor Central, said the talks would begin in a month's time. There's been no response yet from his government to the latest proposal. President Biden has condemned the killing of four people at a birthday party in Alabama this weekend as outrageous and unacceptable. In a statement, he asked what the United States had come to when children couldn't attend such an event without fear. The country's latest mass shooting happened at a 16th birthday party in the town of Dadeville. Nomia Iqbal has more details.
Police haven't given any details about the suspect or a possible motive. One victim has been named by local media as Phil Dowdle, a star high school athlete. At a news conference, senior trooper Jeremy Burkett expressed sympathy for the victim's relatives, but warns that the investigation wasn't likely to be quick. The Republican governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, also released a statement saying violence had no place in the state. She is a strong supporter of Second Amendment rights and last year signed a law which ended the requirement to obtain a permit to carry a concealed handgun in public.
The governor of Russia's Belgorod region, which borders Ukraine, says two fires have been reported at civilian facilities. Vyacheslav Gladkov said there were no casualties and the fires had been extinguished. Videos shared on social media appeared to show power station infrastructure ablaze. Belgorod has been targeted by numerous shelling and air attacks since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Kiev's policy has been to refrain from comment. BBC News. Gunmen in Nigeria's northern Kaduna state have killed at least 33 villagers in a nighttime raid. Eyewitnesses said they stormed the village on Saturday night, setting fire to homes as people slept and shooting anyone who tried to escape the burning buildings. Several residents were injured, including local vigilantes who tried to fight back. More than 120 political parties and civil society groups have formed a coalition to try to dissuade the Senegalese president, Macky Sall, from running for a third term of office. Mr. Sall has not said whether he will consent to contest next year's vote, but disputes that it would be unconstitutional for him to do so. Human Rights Watch has strongly criticised a British government scheme to compensate people wrongly accused of being illegal immigrants after travelling to Britain from Commonwealth countries decades ago. The advocacy group said victims of the so-called Windrush scandal faced lengthy and complicated applications. Ashita Nagesh reports.
The Windrush Compensation Scheme was set up in 2019 to help people who were told they were in the country illegally because they didn't have any official paperwork after arriving from the Commonwealth decades ago as children. It has been plagued by complaints ever since. Victims say they've faced long delays and insultingly low compensation offers. Now Human Rights Watch says the scheme should be taken out of the Home Office's control. The Home Office has said it is committed to righting the wrongs of the scandal.
Police in Iran say more than 150 commercial premises have been shut down in the past 24 hours for not ensuring that female employees wear the compulsory hijab. As the Iranian authorities step up measures to enforce the regulation, the police have also said that several hundred cases of women not wearing the headscarf have been recorded by speed cameras. BBC News.